This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to visit Bihar and West Bengal today to lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 12,200 crore rupees. In Motihari, Bihar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate development works worth over 7,200 crore rupees. These include software technology parks, four new Amrit Bharat trains and key road infrastructure projects. Later in the day, at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for projects valued over 5,000 crore rupees. These initiatives span crucial sectors such as oil and gas, power, railways and roads. India has successfully test-fired nuclear-capable short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agniwan from an integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast, demonstrating its strategic deterrence capability. The Defence Ministry said the test firing of the missiles conducted by the Elite Strategic Forces Command validated all operational and technical parameters. Earlier, India had successfully test-fired indigenously developed Akash Prime missile in Ladakh that has been customized to operate at an altitude above 4,500 meters. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel INS Nistar at Vishakhapatnam today. The name Nistar originates from Sanskrit, meaning liberation, rescue or salvation. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defence manufacturing. India today hailed the United States' decision to designate the Resistance Front, TRF, as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The TRF, a proxy of the Pakistan-based terrorist organization Lashkar-e-Tayyaba, has been involved in numerous terror-related activities, including the heinous attack on civilians in Pehelgam, Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar appreciated the U.S. State Department and Secretary Marco Rubio, for the decision. He added that this affirms the India-US counter-terrorism cooperation. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution.
हम लोगों ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा. तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Yatra resumed today after it was temporarily halted due to bad weather conditions yesterday. Official sources confirmed that in view of improvement in weather conditions, the authorities allowed 17th batch of Yatris to move from Bhagwati Nagar Jammu base camp early this morning towards Kashmir region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall to extremely heavy rainfall over Rajasthan and South Interior Karnataka today. The Met Department has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, West Madhya Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are expected over northeast India, including Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. In Delhi NCR, the IMD has forecast cloudy skies and moderate rainfall today. Domestic benchmark indices opened lower and were trading in red this morning. Sensex was down 237 points at 82,022, while Nifty was down 66 points at 25,045 in the opening trade. Major Asian markets were trading in the green. Shanghai, Hong Kong, Bangkok and Jakarta were major gainers. In wrestling, India's Surjit Kalkal claimed the gold medal in the 65-kilogram men's freestyle category at the prestigious Polyak Imer and Varga Janos Memorial Tournament taking place in Budapest, Hungary. India also secured a podium finish in the 57kg men's freestyle division where Rahul earned a bronze medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.